Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King.
Soon and very soon, we are
no matter how many times we hear messages over and over and over again, There's something new every time that you hear it again.
Amen.
Truly, it is spiritual food in due season.
Amen.
We can't emphasize that enough because it's the truth.
Amen.
That living word speaking to us in this day and this time, preparing a bride, getting it ready. That sometimes when he said it then, like you said, it's for now.
Yeah.
It was for them, but it's for right now.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
No wonder this baffles the world. I mean, we're listening to messages that are almost 60 years old. Who else has got what we got?
Yes,
come on.
No one. No one.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm so glad I got what I got.
Amen.
My anchor holds.
Yes.
Is your anchor holds?
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Glory.
I love how Brother Brandon was saying that on there. He said, when there's a storm in that ship and it goes like that, and most of the time that's our lives,
that's
it's
right.
Just a storm. Guess what? Get ready, because come Monday morning, he hates what's going on here at Sunday.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
Mondays are horrible. They're horrible. And there's a blessing. When God's got a blessing for his people, Satan's just sitting right outside waiting for it.
Right. Yes, sir.
And he can't stand it. You know why? He knows he's at the end.
Amen.
But he has nothing on us.
Amen.
Amen. Zero.
Amen.
That's wonderful. And nobody else can say that but his bride.
Right.
Amen.
Nobody
Amen.
Else has got the word. We are the word.
Amen.
The word made flesh.
Glory.
In the end time.
Praise
God.
Praise.
Wow.
Amen.
How beautiful. But he says that ship, when it's on that storm, he says, and it starts getting tossed. And he says, if they don't watch it, they'll beat it up against the rocks. It'll sink the ship. What do? They let down that anchor.
Amen.
Amen.
And he says that anchor goes along the bottom until it catches that rock.
Amen.
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 And that's what we do, is we let the anchor down, and Lord, let it grab that rock when it's going up and down that rock.
Amen.
It grabs a hold. And what's so neat, the rougher that it gets in a boat, and it does this, the more that it holds.
Yeah.
It digs deeper and deeper in and won't let go.
Yeah.
So when the battle's raging and everything, just, no, my anchor holds.
Yeah.
I ain't going no place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I was, today, just listening to all the quotes again and going back over them. Like I said, Brother Brandon said so many things that just so blessed my heart, but one that really stood out to me that was just so special is that what we see the Lord is doing with the bride, and right here, and the brother was just telling me that a brother had called him up and told him they'd been playing the same tapes at their church, and he says, Brother Joseph or Brother Samuel, we're getting the same results.
Yes. Amen.
Because it's the same word.
Yes. Amen.
You don't have to be right here. It's the same word.
Amen.
Bride doesn't all have to come to Jeffersonville or do that. It's the word that is calling out a bride from around the world. How precious. But he is uniting his bride, bringing them together. And that's what it takes, is the bride being together in one mind and one accord. Many times over the years I've expressed to you that I've always felt that it's something that the Lord, whenever he wanted to do something for his people, he united his people.
Yeah,
he brought them together to get them together in one mind, in one accord, and then that's when it happened.
Yeah.
So I think this is what makes this so special to us as his bride, is when we get together, I long for Sunday.
Yeah.
I long for Wednesday to see you all.
Amen.
I long to be together and hear the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I want to read you a quote, and something come to my mind. The quote is, it's a double barrel and a heavy load.
Amen.
That was a good one.
Oh, yeah, amen.
Brother Brandon says, now you see we are not a divided people. We've got to be united because each one of us holding a part of God. And we must come together, and then the pillar of fire is manifested in the wholeness.
Yeah.
In the fullness of it.
Amen.
When his church, that's us, amen?
Amen.
When his church sets together in heavenly places, Are we in heavenly places?
Amen.
Are we in heavenly places?
Amen.
Amen. He says, then the fullness of the power of God is in his church.
Yes, glory.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, if that ain't the devil, I don't know what is. He's got more. He says, each one of us holding spiritual gifts, spiritual offices, come together, brings that pillar of fire back again.
Amen.
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 So the pillar of fire is right here.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
If we can just open our eyes and see it, we feel it.
Yep.
We know that he's here. But if we could just see that he's living right here, moving around and with us, and whatever we have in need of, he's more than able to give it to us.
Yeah.
He loves us so much.
Yeah.
And to think that he found us, we never found him.
Amen.
And he knew us before the foundation of the world. Knew that you were going to be here. Knew that you were a son and daughter of God. Predestinated you to that so that you would have the word of eternal life. Amen?
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The name of the Lord. Before we go into prayer, I understand we do have a baby dedication. We have one, the Hyde family. I think that they're here. So we'll sing a song and bring them in.
Bring them in,
bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus.
Wow. A whopper.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. How precious is that, huh?
Amen.
Amen. A little token of God's love. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, what a privilege it is for me to hold this little love gift that you've given into this family, Lord. Father, they've obeyed you today to come back and tell you that they love you, Lord, and they want to place him into your hands, Lord, to be with him his whole life, Lord. Father, to watch over him, to protect him, Lord, and to keep him always in the center of your perfect will. May you bless his life, Lord Jesus, as we give him back to you in dedication, Lord. May you be with this family, Lord, and may they always raise him up in the admonition of this word, Lord, in this message. Bless and be with him, Lord. May you always be present in the home, Lord. And may when he grows up that his life, if there is tomorrow, that he will be a true son of God. Grant it, Lord Jesus. We take him, Lord, and we place him back in your hands in dedication. And we ask it all in the lovely and precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
That's Isaiah Levi.
Isaiah Levi.
Amen.
Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin.
Oh, bring them in,
bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus.
Praise the Lord. How wonderful to see that and see parents that want to bring their children and get them back to the Lord Jesus. And we had a special today. There were 10 people that were baptized today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Like I said, it might have been the last one, so tonight can be tonight. We just want to bow our heads now as we go to prayer and welcome Father to be with us tonight. Or to search our hearts, search our souls. Just tell him how much that we love you, we appreciate you, we We thank you for the opportunity that we have to be together once again to worship him in spirit and in truth, and to have the opportunity that we have to hear the voice of God.
Amen.
How wonderful. But we are needy, and we have many things upon our hearts. That's so wonderful that he knows them all. But if you'll make it just known to him, you should raise your hand to him and say, Lord Jesus, you know what I have need of. And I know, Lord, that you're more than able. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. If you're sick, he'll heal you right now. If you got something wrong in your body, he'll heal it right now. He's done healed it. Your sickness is over. Your healing is over. Is it your salvation? Is it a closer walk with the Lord? Whatever it is, it's underneath your hand. If you don't believe it right now, it's yours. He gives it to you. Do you believe it?
Amen.
If you believe it, receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus. It is yours. It is your right because of Calvary. So, we want to sing, reach out and touch him as he passes by, as he comes by, because now you said it, you claimed it, now you believe it, now accept it.
Amen.
As he comes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he comes by. You will find privilege and honor it is to stand here in your presence, Lord, in the presence of the pillar of fire, Lord Jesus. Father, reading that quote from your prophet he spoke this morning, that Lord, you're uniting your bride together, Lord Jesus. Father, we're so thankful, Lord, for all you do for us, Lord. Father, each one as they raise their hands tonight, Lord, we're a needy people, but we know that you know our needs. And Lord, we've confessed with our mouths that, Lord, whatever we have need of, you've done did it for us. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, if there's someone out here tonight who's sick in their body, you're the great I am.
Glory.
Father, if they've got something wrong with them physically, Lord, you're the great I am.
Glory.
If it is just a closer walk with your salvation, you are the great I am.
Amen.
And you're here. You've done did it for us, Lord. It's a job that's already done, Lord. It's not nothing you have to do. You've already did it for them, Lord. And we thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus. Give us the faith to accept it. And now we've reached out and touched you, Lord, and we're not going to let go. And we believe it and we claim it, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with us tonight, Lord. Anoint us, Lord, to hear the word as it comes forth. Our hearts were blessed this morning, Lord. Truly, you are our absolute, Lord. Oh, you're a rock in a weary land, Lord Jesus. You're our refuge, Lord. You're our everything, Lord. Truly, you're our everything, Lord. There's no words to express what's upon our hearts, Lord, how we thank you for all that you're doing for us. Father, looking forward to what you're going to do for us. Father, just do something special again for us tonight, Lord. We want more of you. We want more of that word living in us, Lord Jesus. Truly, that's the desire of our heart, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord. Come, be with us tonight, Lord. Let us worship you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we take this service now, and we commit it into your hands for your honor and your glory. And Father, we all say,
Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord.